Good morning, everybody. Are y'all having a great day? So good? Okay, so today I'm going to tell you about the story of Elijah. Do y'all know the story of Elijah? Yeah, and I'm going to tell you about his story and how his life ended on earth, but how he went up into heaven. Elijah lived in the days of an evil king named Ahab, and Elijah told Ahab that there was going to be a famine in the land. There was going to be no water or rain for a long time. After this, Elijah went to stay by a stream, and God gave him water and food, and he provided for him. And he did this for quite a while. Eventually, the stream dried up, and Elijah went and found another place to stay, and he stayed with a widow and her son. And God also provided for him, Elijah, and he provided for everybody in the household. One day, the son of the widow died, and Elijah prayed for God to allow the son to live again. God listened to Elijah, and the son came back to life. And so God allowed miracles to happen through Elijah. After this, Elijah went back to the evil king, who worshipped a false god whose name was Baal, and he wanted to put his false god to a test. The test was to set up two altars, and one for the false god, Baal, and one for the real god, the true god, and to see which one would light up, to see which one could have fire on it, even though they didn't actually light it up. And God sent fire on his altar, and even though it was wet and even though it was cold, so that was the test. But after this, after God showed that he was the true God through the display, Elijah had to go hide in the wilderness because he was scared for his life. He became sad, but he talked to God, and God told him the purpose for the rest of his life, and he became encouraged. Eventually, when he left the earth, but like I said at the beginning, he did not die. But instead, he was taken up into heaven in chariots of fire. So, do you think Elijah lived a faithful life? Yeah. He was so faithful that he's in heaven right now. He talked with God, and he performed miracles for God, like the one where he raised up the son of the widow that he stayed with. And he did what God told him to do. He's an example for what all of us should be doing. And even though we probably won't be taken up into heaven into chariots of fire like Elijah, if we're faithful like Elijah, we'll still get to live forever with God. So I brought this, these pieces of yarn. So this little piece of yarn represents our life here on earth. So, I mean, I've known some pretty old people. I've known somebody who's almost 100. And that's crazy, right? You may think that that's such a long life, right? 100 years. But this little piece of string is nothing compared to this whole roll of yarn, right? This is possible, like, it seems endless. And of course, I didn't bring an endless supply of yarn. But even this compared to this is a pretty big difference. So this represents our life here on earth, and this represents heaven and our eternal life. So like Elijah, we should focus on this. We should focus on heaven and God and stay faithful to that instead of staying faithful to the things in this world. So can I have somebody pray for us? Okay.
Dear God, for today, for everybody, for take us to life, God. God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the time. I thank you for bringing us to church. I thank you for making me. I thank you to my and my church family. I thank you for Williams, to six. And thank you to my mom and dad. I thank you to my church family. I thank you for for your church. Mighty Father, I thank you for heaven. I thank you for the wife. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, y'all can leave, or does anybody else want to pray? You can.
Dear God, thank you for the day. Thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for loving us. And sending your son to die for our sins. Work through us. Still want your will. Amen.